This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, sitting down with us. He was so popular last week. We had to sit down with him again here live in New Orleans at Radio Row. The great Ross Tucker back with Sean, RJ, and Bobby on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, and I reached out to you guys because, like, double-digit people ordered stories for Valentine's Day from myfrontpagestory.com in Texas. But I was going to give you guys all the credit, yeah. And then I forgot I went on with the Odyssey guys in Houston. So I talked to my guy, and I was like, are you able to tell if it's Houston or Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
He's like 23 years. He's like, no, I don't know where these towns are. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know if this might be wasting my time. Everybody listening might not go directly to myfrontpagestory.com to get their significant other Grace Valentine's Day gift of all time.
Well, I thought you were an intelligent guy. You know, you flaunt Princeton over everybody. Whoever does your booking, you might want to tell them it might be smart to go on the home of the Dallas Cowboys, the number four largest media market, versus Cleveland or Buffalo or whatever the hell else you do. Maybe pushing my product with a blockbuster show on a blockbuster station might be smart business. And you guys are so blown away. Oh, my God, we got a lot of attention. We're on Dallas Cowboys radio. Wow, we got a lot of hits.
By the way, smarten up.
Go to Harvard next time.
Hey, in all sincerity, okay, everybody listening right now, if you have anything you want to advertise in the DFW area, I'm not joking, you got to get on Sean and RJ's show. I mean, I track it, so I know how many people get the best Valentine's Day gift ever at myfrontpagestory.com, and you guys are the best. You guys are the best. You're the only one that got double-digit orders. So,
well, maybe Houston.
Hopefully you're...
We don't know.
They're listening on the Odyssey app.
I got to hear your thoughts on the Luka Doncic trade.
Yeah. I have a very strong opinion on this, which is that in the NBA, when in doubt, the guy wanted out. And I know that hasn't been reported, and I don't know anything. I'm just saying, like, if we all sit here and say it doesn't make sense, it's not logical, there's always a reason, right? Like, this guy didn't just do something that's a terrible trade that's going to get him fired. I personally believe that they probably found out that he didn't want to be there anymore for whatever reason. Maybe it's because Michael Finley took the beer out of his hands. I would still be angry about that, too.
Yeah.
I just got you to the NBA Finals. I'm 25 years old. I'm one of the best players in the NBA, and you take a beer out of my hand? That would have been enough for me. I don't want the Supermax. I want the beer in my hand.
All right. Here's my theory, and I want to know if this applied in any of your locker rooms.
Yeah.
I think that this GM is on this high and mighty moral, ethics, standard, principled rampage.
Interesting.
And he's like, no, you're not the example of what this team needs to see in order to win it all. You complain too much. You're out of shape. I'm just giving their perspective. Don't get mad at me, Tolos. It's Parcells, Lawrence Taylor. What locker room did you know? It doesn't matter if the rules are different for someone. What locker rooms were you in where no one cared and ones where it was BS.
Okay, so this is really interesting, right? Because I love the Lawrence Taylor Parcells example, because if any other guy did the stuff that Lawrence Taylor did, they would be gone.
Yeah.
Because Parcells doesn't tolerate that. Mm-hmm. But he did it with Lawrence Taylor, right? So I think that would be really hard for me, in all sincerity, if I were a coach or a GM, because of the type of person I was, right? Like, get there early, stay late, do the right things. I would have a hard time with guys that aren't like that.
Yeah.
And I would want to do maybe what that GM did, right? I want to be like, hey, if we just get all guys like me.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you, though. If an NFL team had all guys like me, we would suck. You know what I mean? Like
no, but what we're all doing.
I would be proud of, like, the way they went about their business, but the tackles, if they were me, would give up a bunch of sacks. Like, it would not be good. You still need, especially in the NBA. I will say this, though. Talking with people in the NBA, the players and the agents run everything.
Oh, yeah, they run everything
there. Mm-hmm. They run everything there. So all it takes is for the agent to say, yo, just so you know, he's not signing here. He wants to go to LA or he wants to go somewhere else. So
Jimmy Butler,
you better trade him. Dude, all these guys, they all, like, can dictate where they go now. It's wild.
But the big player response to this topic, they're all trying to unify and saying it's hypocritical that we can't do this. Like, that was Durant's response. Devin Booker did the same thing. They're all on the same page of saying, yo, they can discard you. Why can't I go where I want? I found that interesting as a player message in response to the Doncic deal about how hypocritical and double standard it is.
I'll just say one other thing. I don't pretend to be an NBA expert, but I could hoop a little bit in high school, okay?
Oh.
I love Luka's game. I'm, like, amazed by guys that are slow and can't jump that are that good.
Crazy.
And so, to me, his game translates for, like, 10 more years at least.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's not like he's one of those guys where he's so explosive, like Amari Stoudemire or Sean Kemp or something, where you're like, oh, yeah, but when he gets in his 30s, I mean, this guy's going to be good forever. And by the way,
he's got old man game.
Yeah, and by the way, like, I don't care that he has beards or he's out of shape. He still plays in a lot of games, right?
More often than not.
Have they done more? Because I'm a Sixers fan, okay? We can't get Embiid or Paul George or any of those
guys.
Yeah,
he's nowhere close to
that. He doesn't play for the life of them. So
he doesn't,
like,
even know where the stadium is at this point.
I will take, oh my gosh, Embiid's been eating really healthy. He doesn't go to Chick-fil-A every day now, blah, 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 blah. I'd rather take Luka. I'd rather take Luka drinking beers on the bench as long as he's actually playing, as opposed to some of these other guys.
Ross Tucker, Jonas here, 105 through the Fan. In your experience, like, the supremely athletic, super talented dude, when did they kind of figure out, hey, I got to take care of my body, I got to take care of my nutrition? Like, was there, like, an age? Because he's 25. Like, you can still get away with it then. Like, at what age do you kind of grow up?
I think it's different for everybody, but I think that's a really good question, because it does happen a lot. Some guys never figure it out, and they're gone. But other guys, they start to, like, I'll give you an example. You know, when he was his first couple years with the Steelers, Roethlisberger was, like, the last guy to get there and the first guy to leave. Like, Roethlisberger, it's actually wild that Roethlisberger had that success early in his career, because you talk to guys, and it was like, that was just, like, straight natural ability.
Yeah.
To his credit, he did figure out at some point, you know what, like, what can I do if I actually studied? Like, what can I do if I actually took care of my body a little bit more?
Yeah.
I want to see him, by the way, because my prediction has always been that he'd be over 300 pounds.
Ben?
When he was yes, he's got to be over.
No, like, no, he's doing a podcast. I think he's kept it. Cutler is kind of like that to me. You could tell Cutler. I can always judge by the face.
The
you
face.
Know, puffy face.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, Luka landed in L.A., yeah, I mean, he had a puffy face. But Cutler was like that, and then he slimmed down and did all his stuff before quitting whatever playoff game or what game that was. But RJ, I think Ben stuck with it.
I'm thinking, like, 27 to 29.
Yeah,
that,
so I mean,
that age range.
So, like, that's my whole point with this, is that if you want to move on from him, this is the wrong time to do it. Do it at the next contract after the one that's coming up, when he's 28, 29, and if he still hasn't grown up, you still have a couple more years left on it, someone will still bite. Someone will still buy him.
The other thing I think is flawed, everybody's saying and you guys know more about it than I do, but everybody's saying they were nervous about, you know, giving them that money and that commitment. You don't think that there's a dozen teams that would trade for him?
Yeah. Oh, a dozen.
More.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, so, like, why not keep him and give him the Supermax, and then worst case scenario, if what you think is going to happen happens, then you trade him. That's what I don't want to say. Like, what they did is they preemptively did the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You could have waited, paid him, and if it goes sour a couple years later, then trade him on the market, which is what tells me that there's something else going on behind the scenes.
Really quickly, last thing on this, because I'm just curious. You mentioned you thought there's something else going on behind the scenes. When you were playing, do you ever remember a time where the media was reporting things a certain way where you went, you guys have this so wrong, you don't even have any clue what the reality is about what's going on in this locker room right now?
A lot.
Was it frequent enough?
I'm trying to think of examples.
Were you ever a leak?
No. No. You know what, though? I think maybe when I was in Buffalo, I think they maybe thought I was. I had a really good relationship with the media, and I learned as like a journeyman inside lineman, right? If you play like crap, they're going to say you play like crap. If you play really well, they're going to say that, but it's the in-between. They don't really know. So, like, I'd be in Dallas, and I'd be like, hey, Clarence, how are you? Nice to see you. Good column. Like, Mickey Spagnola, Nick Eatman. Like,
you never said that, Mickey.
I got, but dude, when I got to, like, these guys, like, I got to the Patriots and Mike Reese's Pieces. He was, like, blown away that I knew his name, and I said I read his column.
So smart.
Dude, all you have to do is treat him like people.
I told Todd Haley in the press room, I'm like, Todd, like, people, you're a psycho. I was like, just mention the media member by their first name, and we'll all melt. We'll all fall in love. Brian Schottenheimer is going to do that.
Yeah, Schottenheimer, that's one of the...
Have we talked about... I told you about him last week, right?
Yeah. He gave us the four reasons.
Yeah.
It blew up in Dallas,
and
you should be advertising
and
a lot.
And the MyFrontPageStory.com. And
your weekly hit in Akron.
And the whole thing about his dad.
It's a good town.
Dude, his dad was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So, Miles Garrett...
Which, by the way, people picked apart as your weakest point, saying...
He's not his dad.
Whoop-de-doo. What's that matter? Osmosis, they're hoping.
Sure.
I mean, he coached with them for 10 years, so he had to have, like, gleaned, like, learned. There's a gleam, man. He had to have, like, learned something from him.
So,
go ahead, Bobby Belt.
Now,
I love
that
name, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So we've got.
Radio
did you
name.
Play? Did you play linebacker?
I didn't play anything.
See, that's really disappointing.
In his backyard was homeschool.
I know it was. Because there was already a Bobby Bell linebacker, so that was
there was
Chiefs 1960s. Yeah,
Bobby Belt.
Bobby Bell.
Oh so, yeah, Bobby Bell.
There you go.
Yeah, but you grew up in Texas.
I did. Yeah,
dude.
I know. Friday Night Lights.
You didn't learn.
You should have been like. How tall are you?
6, like 5'11", 6.
Yeah, 6 foot, 220, neck roll. Bobby Belt.
Yeah. Dark visor.
Cowboy collar all over the place.
Just lays people out. Bobby Belt. Bobby just belted you.
That's what I should have done. His golf swing is what? That's his specialty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a golf expert. Do I have something to hold?
Really? Do you play golf?
You have, like, the worst facial hair for a good golfer I've ever
dude,
seen.
Dude, neck beard.
I know. Like, I needed to shave it. This way. So
he's like
here's the thing.
Fatter Andrew Luck.
I'm more concerned about the upper cheek stuff.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's lazy. I've never picked up a golf stick in my life.
Stick.
I've never played stick.
Oh, my gosh. Look at the
neck beard.
He's like a werewolf.
I'm convinced. I need something to swing. I'm convinced. So here's the thing. I'm convinced I would shoot 80 my first time out. Like that would just be because it's the first time. After that, muscle memory, things like that, probably low 70s or high 80s, whichever's better. I don't know. Is the higher the lower number better?
I can't believe he's demonstrating with my water bottle.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, you can't use
put
that
your
again.
Lips all over that.
Can't use
so,
that again.
So first, you get in the tee box and you line it up and you go like this from the tee box. And I like to hit with a 5-iron from the tee box because I just don't know I'm going to hit it straight. So I'm going to whack the hell out of it. So when you're going back, you got to make sure that you're fundamentally sound. So you follow the club behind you.
Is this a good use of
and
your
make
time?
Sure no. that it's straight. And then you whack through and, like, fall down like Adrian Beltre to really punctuate.
Like Harrison
that.
Bucker.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly
Why
like
is he
that.
Doing
and he
that?
Tells his wife to stay in the kitchen, too.
Yeah.
Ross Tucker here on 105 Through the Fan. All right, pitch him your trade.
Miles Garrett. Okay, so... Micah Parsons, Miles Garrett.
Oh, you want to trade Micah?
We want to flip it. We want to go Micah for Miles and a fourth.
Well, I love that for the Browns.
Ooh. Yeah. That's what
how
I'm trying
how
to
old
tell.
Is Micah?
It's 25.
Miles Garrett's 30.
He's 28.
No, he's not. He's going to be 30 this season in December.
He's 29.
Is he? Yeah.
Math is hard, Bobby.
I know it is.
He's going to be 30 this season in December. Yeah, no. I'll take Micah 10 times out of 10.
But
I think Myles Garrett's but the fourth round pick puts you over the top.
What if you trade a first and a third for Myles, and then you trade Micah for 2 firsts?
Now you have Myles and two ones. Those trades do not happen.
Yeah,
that's not a. They don't happen.
Neither
like
does
that.
Luka Doncic for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. This Mavericks GM is now going to ruin everything. it's like listening to WIP when I was growing up. They should trade the left guard for Jerry Rice. We need a receiver. Trade Mike Shad for Jerry Rice. Why don't they do that? Well, Biff, you know, Biff. The other team has to agree to the trade.
Tell us what else you have going on out here.
Doing all my shows, trying to go to as many parties as I can. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do my shows till 11:01, so I can actually be out later than I used to.
What a diva you've turned into.
Yeah.
Why?
My God, you used to be lonely. I'm breaking into the business. Dan Patrick sub at the media party.
I gotta go.
I guarantee you won't be
again
at the media party tonight. Today he's like, what table? What table? Make sure I'm on this and out by that. And I'm like, what a diva this guy's turned into. But we love you.
Do you think I'm a diva because I don't want to sit here and watch Bobby Beard Belt?
Beard Belt.
Give me his golf swing.
I mean, shoot 90 if you like. Yeah. Fail
I don't
blur.
I don't golf. Oh, have I ever told you guys that story?
No.
Okay, that's next time. You got to have me on.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
Parcells cut me because I hurt my back golfing at the Cowboys Country Club.
Oh.
That's why he cut you?
That's why.
That's part of it. That and Princeton. That's a bad combo.
Ross Tucker.
Remember, all your wildest dreams will come true. MyFrontPageStory.com. Be a Ross. Don't be a Bobby. MyFrontPageStory.com.
Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt live from New Orleans. Are you contributing to the Mavs GoFundMe in order to protest any body language expert to tell us if Jason Kidd and Nico are truly unified? That's next, along with Darren Woodson at 8:40 right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The great Darren Woodson will be sitting down with us at 8:40 this morning, followed by Thurman Thomas, the original Marshall Faulk. I absolutely love that. That was my favorite stylistic team to watch growing up because of the no-huddle offense. It was just different. It was fun. It was unique. It was different. Thurman Thomas at 9, and Eric Chiafalo is on his way over as well. Here, Radio Row with Sean, RJ, and Bobby.
So you liked watching losers. That's what you like. The loser bills. That was a fun team. The fact that they never won a title still astounds me.
Copycats, though. As Solomon Wilcots told us the other day.
Cincinnati.
Marv Levy tried to kill their no-huddle offense, and the next year he's like, well, screw it. I guess we'll do it. So
the Bengals, right?
Yep.
Had it first.
Boomer had the MVP year in 88.
He did. Sam Weish. That was the they should have won that Super Bowl.
We are brought to you by Stella, the Low T Center, and Best Buy Windows and Siding.
Still the greatest quote ever when he yells at the fans, you're not from Cleveland, you live in Cincinnati. Be better. Just throw stuff on the field.
Weish?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got billboards and protesting taking place over the Luka deal. Over 500 Mavs fans have donated and raised over $16,000 to fund anti-Mavs Nico Harrison signs and putting the Mavs owners on the billboards as well. So as of last night, we were up to about 16,000. They've also organized a protest for this Saturday at the American Airlines Center.
$28,000 is what we're up to now. Wow. So they picked up another $10,000. So apparently,
hopefully it goes better than the freak billboards.
apparently,
those didn't last too long.
Apparently, Alec Medford's cry went unheard yesterday. So because he had, I saw him on here. I saw him on Twitter. I'm gonna call out Alec a little bit for some fake like moral high ground here. Alec quote tweeted it and said, this would be fun and all, but I hope the organizer takes some of the money and does some good by donating to the Luka Doncic Foundation. And then Alec put the link there. Alec, that was a very cheap attempt to go viral, and I'm calling you out for it.
Wow. Alec Medford.
Wow. Meddy.
Pulling a Woolchuck. He's trying to go viral. Speaking of Woolchuck, his partner in crime, Eric Chiafalo, sitting down with us here from the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. You're up? You're chippy? You're on time?
Kind of on time.
Probably didn't sleep that much last night.
Yeah, no, I actually ended up getting a good night's sleep. Yesterday was kind of a beating, though.
Yeah.
You familiar with the disaster?
I saw.
Choppy's very familiar.
I saw RJ's video. I mean, talk about what you can. I'm dying to know what happened.
Well, I mean, it just, I guess things went a little bit off the rails to some extent with Spiranek.
Okay, this is Paige. This is the hot golfer.
I mean, there's.
I don't even know what she does. Is she a golfer?
She talks about golf. She's not a pro. She's like a golf influencer. She's like a golf influencer. So there's a lot. The girl influencer golfer is a massive market. She started the whole trend.
Yeah.
Now there's a million of them.
Yeah.
Tons of those girls out there. But she is like the figurehead of it.
So what happened?
She took pride in that, being a bit of a tastemaker.
I'm sorry, what?
A tastemaker.
What kind of taste?
She's pioneering a new new gig for ladies. But yeah, I don't know. What would you be asking about with Paige Spiranek?
Right.
You know, it's like this is her.
So you're sitting in Choppy's chair.
Yes.
She's sitting right here next.
Yeah. In the middle.
Okay.
And then you are sitting in Walchuk's chair.
Okay.
I got to use her headset right after. They smelled fantastic.
Did it?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And she was doing the super low tight dress. So, I don't know. It just we were just having fun.
Okay.
And
she was cool. She was going along with it.
Very cool. Right. Yeah, like just rolling with all the punches. And but it turns out my wife was watching on YouTube.
How often does she watch?
Spicy Latina. No, it's pretty rare.
Pretty rare.
It's pretty rare. Rare.
Yeah.
It is like I'm
and you're
I just
also,
play with confidence.
And you're also, I mean, one of probably maybe the best thing about you is nothing's off limits. You will comment on anything. You are right there with Bobby, maybe even more so of getting in the most trouble on the station. Like, you're just, you let it fly. It's everything's on the table with Eric.
Yes.
So I don't know how that works with your marriage.
Most of the time, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because
she used to, my point is, I would think she'd be used to that style.
Yes.
You know, like,
Nancy's
I told Amanda, we're going to have conversations about hot girls sometimes. We're guys.
Right.
We're doing sports talk radio. If someone comes out of the swimsuit calendar, we're probably going to have to judge it. Or, well, now we can do it. Not the old days of.
They don't do swimsuit calendars anymore.
Yeah, right. The old days.
Yeah, but now it's a new era.
But guy talk, you know, how comfortable is she usually
right.
with that?
Generally, she's fine. And most of the time it's, we're goofing around like in the Rangers clubhouse with dudes, you know, like we're,
yeah.
this is,
yeah.
this is all fun. She's fine with it. Like, she was texting me the other day cause we're doing a Dick Fangio bit.
A what?
On our show.
His name's Vic.
Right.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, his brother's name is Dick.
For years.
No. Yes, I see.
When he became the Broncos head coach, his thing was no music for the players on the practice field in the locker room. So I'm like, wow, okay, you're Dick Fangio from here on out. And so we've been, for every guest that joins us, I'm going to ask a question and I'm going to say Dick Fangio to see if they correct me.
Oh.
And so like we're trying troopers. To see. How many corrections we'll get. And to this point, nobody's corrected it.
All right.
And my wife was texting me the other day. She happened to be listening. She was like, hey, that's so funny. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
because you're talking about a male body part.
Right.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Boob Fangio shows up. Yeah. And it's a different story.
Yeah, what did you say exactly?
Yeah, what was it? What triggered exactly it? Said?
Well,
and what was the first text message?
Because I saw the Dead Sea scrolls
about,
that you sent.
We
got
to get
cow.
This in about 4 minutes before Darren Woodson. But I want you to tell the whole story.
Okay, so I think the question I asked her, what is a more like physical impediment to the perfect golf swing? The way she's built?
Yep.
Or like the way a John Daly's built?
All right.
Dealing with a spare
tire.
That's
a good question.
Pretty good. But then
who's that guy? Was it Ben Wright?
Can you shut up? Just let him tell the story.
No,
we got 4 minutes. Shut up.
I had a take.
That was a good take.
Thank you.
But she starts going all demonstration. She starts showing, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe I wasn't as – I might have got Zuckerberged in that moment.
Ugh.
Then at the end, and again, unbeknownst to me, wife consuming the content – after she walks away, we go right into G-Bag of the Day. So Lucius is, like, setting the table. We just went from that interview to Lucius.
Yeah.
And so he's just, you know, he's commenting.
Reacting.
He's reacting. And he said something at one point about howling, like we were howling. And I was like, yeah, I think I got on all fours at one point. And I don't think that particular, because that was a direct quote that she sent in a text with a question mark. All fours howling.
Yeah.
So I think that one sort of pushed it over the anger.
So the amazing video that RJ got of you, the zoom in.
Handicapped dog.
Is that you contemplating your life? Is that you, what were you, you looked zoned in on something.
Okay, so I was, the whole time, I was trying to do my best. Like, I was.
Trying not to look, trying not to Zuckerberg.
Exactly. Like, that was the whole thing.
Phenomenal discipline.
Thank you. I was like, I was actively, like, thinking about it.
Yeah.
So. Other than the demonstration moment where I probably slipped up a little bit,
yeah,
I felt like really good about the eye placement
yeah.
that I had.
Yeah,
but
how many texts did you get, and how long did it last? Because we've all dealt with this in show.
Yeah,
not one of us has not dealt with this during.
And it's a beating because this is at 2:30, so I still got an entire day's
yeah.
worth of show
yeah.
to try and fight through.
Yeah.
And I can't make the call because that's going to be a 30-minute call.
You can't walk anywhere around here.
No.
No.
You're not doing any of that.
Yeah.
So I'm just having to text for like 20 minutes, and I'm not getting much in the way of, it's okay, baby.
Yeah.
So I'm like, crap. And so I just had to sit and stew in
until
it.
Seven.
Till seven.
Wow.
It was bad.
So the phone call happened at 7:02?
I knew it was bad when I got a FaceTime call at like in a commercial break.
And it's just your daughter.
Just my daughter.
That's your daughter. I knew it.
You wouldn't know.
I knew it.
You wouldn't know that mom was even home.
Wouldn't even know. Like she left him.
Yeah.
Like she left. Yeah. Hi, Daddy. Where's your mother?
And you can see the look on her face. Like I don't think mommy's overly happy. Like you can tell. It's tense in the house. And so, I miss you.
So how are you waking up feeling about it?
I feel much better. We hit a FaceTime last night when I got home.
Good.
It was 30 minutes.
After gambling and drinking?
Yeah.
After crushed wings.
And at that point, you're just in, you know, I'm not in defense mode anymore. I dropped the ball. Misjudgment.
Were you aggressive in your defense or you were just totally
initially
apologetic?
In the text, I was
aggressive.
Yeah,
you don't have to apologize. She'll look at a pair of gray sweatpants on somebody else, I'm sure.
Yeah, but she probably won't.
Is she typical? My wife would do the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Latinas. I mean, is this everything I'm imagining? Not.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say. I mean, my wife was pretty under control. I actually gave her credit. I was like, hey, thanks for not, like, yelling at me. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you for just kind of.
Well, she was texting.
Accepting the.
She was yelling through text.
When we were FaceTiming.
Okay.
You know, I had to give her that compliment.
But you feel okay?
Feel great now.
Good.
Yeah. The sun's come
good
up.
Good.
We're back, baby.
You retweet your video. RJ's video is freaking amazing.
The text has been asking about you this morning. They've been concerned.
Yeah.
Well, did you talk about the text on air while it was happening?
Well, not really. I sunk into it, and everybody around me, Broadus, was like, wow, I can tell you're not yourself. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. And then in my 5 o'clock segment, we pulled the curtain back and just dove into it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And, see, man, you put it right there. I gave you props.
And turns out she was also listening to that.
Oh, wow.
At that point, she was a G-Bag locked National in. Locked in. Her a meter.
Just
somebody get her a meter.
Is this finally the year the great Darren Woodson sits down with us next on 105.3 The Fan? RJ Choppy told me when we first started about 15 years ago that Darren Woodson be a top 3 person that we ever interviewed, and it has held true, and he's sitting down with us now here at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, 105.3 The Fan. What's up, man? Good to see you again.
Oh, man, it's great to see. I haven't seen Chop, man. How long has it been?
Tell everyone the compliment
years
you gave
couple
him.
Years,
this is the worst thing you could have said to him when you first saw him.
I told him he looked good. last time I saw Chop, he didn't look good. He was like, but this time around, Chop looked great, man.
He's been working out.
Like, yeah, working out.
I had a time. My eyeballs were fat.
But
at one point,
like my buddy the other day, my buddy the other day came visit me from college. Choppy goes, I know he's got sleep apnea.
Yeah.
I said, damn, you drink your eyes so swollen.
Yeah.
I said, man, that's how you can tell. That's how people are trying to judge Luca now.
Oh,
like judging the face.
Hey, no, I've been gone.
Shocked?
We've been on a company retreat since Sunday morning, and I've been out of Dallas with all our team.
Mm-hmm.
So we have. We've been kind of lost to the news.
Yeah.
Hearing it from, I still haven't been home yet. Back to Dallas.
Wow.
And it hit me like a rock to hear that Luka was gone.
Did you know him at all?
I didn't know. I've never met Luka at all. I've been a huge fan. I'm a Mavs fan, all, you know, down dirty there. But I've never met him personally. Just felt like he was, what, 25, 26?
25.
Yeah. 25 years old.
Was there ever a trade you could remember while playing or that you covered at ESPN that, I mean, it shook the walls of the place.
When Jimmy left in 93, after winning back-to-back championships.
Yeah, we know.
We know
the story.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he left.
You know what I'm going here?
We know the
story.
Yeah,
you know what I'm going? Okay, so that's the only time the wall shook. Outside of that, I don't care. You know, just nationally, I've never seen or felt the reverberations of this trade like the way I felt this one. Man, this is unbelievable.
You know, They kept saying, like, you know, he didn't love the gym, didn't love to work out, or whatever, right? Is that where you have to have your top dog, your top leader, be the gym rat? And it's not. It's really tough to check somebody who's the best on the team.
So do we know that personally, or is that what the narrative is?
That's a smear campaign.
That's a smear
campaign.
That's the smear campaign.
Yeah, your guy needs to be the guy. Your guy, whoever your guy is, and I'll give you an example. So playing in the 90s, I came in and I watched a dude in number 8 show up every day with his lunch pail. early in the morning, late, and staying late. Like, I just watched the dude be a professional every single day of his life. And he didn't have to be. He just, you know, Troy Aikman just wanted to win. And I felt like, as a young guy coming in at 22 years old, I watched Troy. I watched Tony Tolbert, Daryl Johnston show up every single day, early, stay late, do all the little things, knew how to be a professional. And I just fell in line. Right. So if you're a guy like Luka, you have to be the dude, dude. Even though you don't want it, you may not want it. You are the franchise. So if the goal is to ultimately win championships, mm-hmm. you better fall in line.
We're asking every Cowboy. We asked Moose yesterday, more stunning, Luka or Schottenheimer?
Luka.
It is Luka.
Hands down.
Luka. But Schottenheimer, pretty stunning.
Pretty stunning. Stunning. I thought they were going to go outside the walls.
Mm-hmm. That would have required effort.
I don't want to get into this. But,
would you rather talk about Hall of Fame or Jerry?
But I know he's inside the walls. There's some trust there. There's not a whole lot of turnover. I can understand, in the situation of why they wanted to keep it mm-hmm. the same. I felt like there was opportunities that were out there that they possibly could have went after. But
who was a guy outside where you were? Well, like, the guy, that would fit.
Look, I think the hot guy was the two guys in Detroit, yeah. Aaron Glenn and
Ben Johnson,
and Ben Johnson with the two hot names. But again, like who knows if you're going to miss mm-hmm. on that, man? You just never know.
There's no guarantee.
There's no guarantees. Yeah,
and I don't have a problem with them not hiring either one of those guys, but. The fact that they didn't even seem like they were in contention at all.
Talk to them.
That leads me to think, here. Okay. So, with Coach McCarthy, was there – did he? You guys may know more than I do on this, right?
Bobby.
So, was McCarthy planning on staying and then changed his mind? And it was – when he changed his mind, was it too late?
The way the timeline worked out, they were by the time they had moved, they divorced with McCarthy. It was already, it was like the day of the final opportunity to interview the Detroit guys, and then they wound up losing. And then I think Ben Johnson got hired the next day.
Yeah,
yeah, they weren't. I mean, they weren't going to hire Ben Johnson though.
Right.
That was because it's and a lot of it that
and
you
he
hear
wasn't
was
going
like,
to come here.
Yeah, that a lot of it, what you hear is that Ben Johnson kind of understood. Cowboys probably not a fit, and Cowboys felt like, Ben Johnson probably not a fit, too. It's funny, though, because Schottenheimer talked all about culture and culture and culture, and you guys were just discussing the whole player leadership and how that goes. So Nate Newton had talked about this with us, that Troy Aikman, he said that he didn't become a Pro Bowler until he saw Troy Aikman work mm-hmm. every day. Because
right.
he saw Troy work every day, and he went, I don't want to let that guy down. That's right. what it's about for me now. When Schottenheimer's talking about culture and culture and culture, can that only really be established if there's player culture leadership?
Absolutely.
Going down to the
going
bottom.
Down. It's got to go downhill, right? It's got to be your players have to buy in to the culture. And I can tell you, with Jimmy, it was easy because, Michael Irvin had spent a lot of time with him. Troy was really tight with him. Jimmy came in. I always felt like Jimmy didn't like me because all he did was, he called me every MF name in the book, right? As a young player, right? Because I'm just a baby. Every mistake I made was just, he was putting his thumb on it. So I didn't think he liked me, but I did see the respect that he had for Troy, Michael Irvin, who to this day, I don't know if anybody worked harder than Mike, showed up every damn day. And you had a culture of guys who truly believed in one guy, in Jimmy, and how he was going to build this team. And then they finally get there to the championship. And so everyone fell in line, including self. Man, I just wanted to win championships because that's all we talked about.
Do you believe in if they don't coach you hard, it's that they know that you don't have more in you?
Oh, yeah,
they
dude. Do coach if, you they, hard. If you ain't getting cussed out or yelled at, that's a problem.
Do you think?
No, seriously.
Yeah.
If you're not getting yelled at in practice by the coach, I tell my kids the same thing. If coach is not yelling at you, you're on the bubble because mm-hmm. he knows that you're an average player. But if he's yelling at you, he's trying to coach you up.
Darren, what's in here on the fan? Do you think it was time for a change from Mike? And what's missing? What do you think is missing?
I don't know. Look, it's hard. I'm not in the locker room anymore. And it's hard for me to assess the locker room and to make judgment, pass judgment on a locker room that I don't, I'm not there to see. I can tell you this. I watch this team play every game. And And how you can be a really judge of if the team is really continuing to play hard is just watch the special teams. Just watch the special teams.
Hmm.
Those dudes ran down the field every damn play. Regardless if they were winning, losing, they ran down the field. They covered punts. They did all those things. They played with excitement. I think they're talent-wise, I think they're depleted talent-wise because they came into the offseason and they didn't really go out and get anybody, right?
Yeah.
So and a lot of their players got hurt throughout the season. But when those third-string, fourth-string guys came on the field, they played extremely hard. So I thought that McCarthy didn't lose the locker room. Didn't feel like he lost the locker room.
No.
So I didn't know what the reason was or why. You know, they were going to make a change from McCarthy. I felt like they could get healthy next year, maybe go out in free agency, which they never do. But go out in free agency and grab a few guys here and there. But, you know, they were still on the right track. And it's not like McCarthy just forgot how to coach.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. He just didn't forget how to coach.
All right, I'm dying to know your thought process in coming out here with all this Hall of Fame stuff. I remember last year, I was heartbroken. You walked in. And I think the news that I can't remember the time. Is today supposed to be the day?
Yeah,
you find
today's
out?
The day. Yeah.
And it was like the night before, the negative news, and you walked in solo, and we all just wanted to go hug you.
Yeah.
So I was like, is Darren Woodson going to possibly subject himself to that again? Take us through. Did you go back and forth on coming out here? Because you know you're gonna ask about 5,000 times.
Yeah. 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 It's hard, man. It really is because you know you. You know, I played the game because I wanted to win championships, but I also played the game for legacy as well. Like, you just don't show up every day and do all the things that you do and sacrifice and not want to win at every level. And I think, you know, for most of my life, of what I've had to go through in most of my life, I've had to go through a lot to get to the success, right? So, you know, going from as a kid in high school and college and then in the NFL winning championships and then starting a business and then you know, getting acquired through, you know, there's so many things that I've accomplishments that I've made, but you have to lay that groundwork in to get it. I want this. It's not so much that it's just the icing on, you know, on the top. It's something that I've always been a part of. It's just been in my mind to be one of the best that's ever done and be recognized as one of the best. So yeah, I want to be a Hall of Famer. Is there going to break me? No.
So
you know
how
tomorrow what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen tomorrow, Shaw? I'm going to get my ass. If I get in or if I don't, my ass is going to get up in the morning.
There you go.
I'm gonna go to work.
That's right. Some guys will say it. They may not believe it, but they may say it. Like, after a while, they just stop thinking about it. Like, it doesn't change their
life.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. That's a lie. No, you always think about it. You always think about it. Because your peers are people are always reminding you about it as well, right? And even if you're not, if you don't even try to put your name in the hat, your name's in the hat, and it's still a competition. It's still you become a finalist. Now you become a semifinalist, and you're watching. You're watching because my mom's watching. My 8-year-old boy who never saw me play. I had a late son, right? So he's watching, thinking, "Hey, you need to get in there," and blah blah blah. And that's it. You're always reminded. So it's not like, you know, you're just oblivious to what's going on.
So how does today play out? Is there time blocked out? When are you supposed to find out one way or the other? Do they call you and say, like,
they call you.
Oh, you got it scheduled out today?
Yeah,
we
got scheduled out today. So
do you think around you'll find out?
Six, seven. Yeah.
All right. All the best. You know we love you. Let's talk about Choctaw. I've said this multiple times on the show, and they don't give me any money. They might give the station. I don't get paid for it. Whoever does those daggone Choctaw commercials is great.
Oh, they are.
Who is the creative editing team?
You know, Erica is the mind over there, the marketing side, but they have so many good partners, you know, not only in-house but third-party partners. Look, I know a lot more about Choctaw because for the last 8 years, I've been driving up 75 with the family. I saw when the new resort came up, and it's non-smoking resort. I've sat in that pool, the new
pool. Oh, my in-laws living there.
The amenities are spectacular. And not only that, but I'm going to concerts. I'm sending friends up there to go to concerts.
They got a
great
steakhouse.
It's a phenomenal place. And it's one of those things that, you know, you're used to going to Vegas to get that kind of treatment, that casino gaming treatment. But all I'm doing is driving 45, 50 minutes up 75 and getting exactly what I want instead of getting on a flight to go to Las Vegas.
In case y'all did not know, you haven't seen the signs and everything or knew, he's a real estate mogul now. Darren Woodson. What's the market like? Tell the totals who are looking. Is it hot? Is it cold? Do we wait?
Yeah, we're getting there. Rates are still high, but we're getting there. We're getting there. The industrial side is starting to pick up, so Cressa's my team, and we're working.
All right.
He's a mogul.
We always love having you. You're one of the best that there ever was and is. We love talking to you.
Appreciate you guys.
Enjoy and good luck the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend, brother.
Oh, yeah.
The great Darren Woodson. Don't get Broadus over here. Broadus will start fighting. John Lynch probably wants to punch Broadus in the face. What he says about John Lynch compared to Woody.
What an
injustice.
He'll
be here to say. He's watching some long snapper in a corner.
Yeah, he is.
Final hour, starting off with Thurman Thomas next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.